With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The ceasefire in Gaza facing its first major test over the weekend. Israel says the transfer of humanitarian aid into the territory had been halted Sunday after Hamas militants killed two soldiers, but later said it would resume by early Monday morning. Israeli forces launching a wave of strikes across Gaza, but later said they had resumed enforcing the ceasefire. On Fox News, President Trump was asked if they still trust Hamas.
This is a very violent part of the world. Nobody's seen violence like this. If we have to, we'll disarm
the U.S.
Well, whether it's me or the U.S. or it's, you know, a proxy, could be Israel with our backing. We won't have boots on the ground. There's no reason to.
One of China's most important meetings getting underway right now as leader Xi Jinping and other ruling Communist Party elites gather in Beijing, mapping out their goals over the next 5 years. BBC correspondent Nick Marsh has more.
Recently, China's five-year plans have focused on high-quality development and putting China at the cutting edge of things like chip-making and artificial intelligence. Until now, China's relied on advanced chips from the United States. But that could change if the next five-year plan includes President Xi's call for new productive forces. That means developing high-end tech, yes, but with the national security twist of making China self-sufficient.
The gathering, getting underway, of course, Monday morning, will last 4 days and will put the final touches on China's next five-year plan, a blueprint for 2026 through 2030. Leaders are meeting just ahead of possible talks between Xi and President Trump in a summit later this month. This is SRN News. Transgenderism, well, it might just be a fad.
If it's not, then why are fewer and fewer young people identifying as such? That's the question posed in a study released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which finds just 3.6% of college students say they are transgender in 2025. Last year, it was over 5%, and in 2020 and 23, it was nearly 7%. Other surveys indicate the young people are much more likely than any older cohort to identify as trans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Iraq report only about 70 Christian families have returned to the northern city of Mosul since ISIS was driven out. Before the war, there were at least 50,000 believers in the city. ICC says believers in Iraq have faced many challenges in the past 20-odd years. This is SRN News. Restrictive new Pentagon press rules have some journalists balking and walking.
With 25 years in the DOD media beat, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio he's sensitive to both sides of the issue.
I got to know the Pentagon press corps very well, and I walked in their shoes in some cases.
He says the issue is to prevent harmful leaks.
What we don't want is people using their access at the Pentagon to sit down and to gather information from people that are willing to compromise their ethics.
Colonel McGinnis says there would be consequences choking off the press, and a balance must be struck.
You don't gain security, you risk creating blind spots. And we don't want blind spots in a constitutional republic. But at the same time, we don't want to jeopardize the lives of our young men and women.
George Williams, Washington.
And more details at srnnews.com.